Something's wrong. You can't quite name it, but the unease sits heavy in your chest. You've checked all the boxes. Good job, stable relationship, respectable life, yet you feel hollow. You stare at your reflection and think, how did I get here? This isn't depression or laziness. It's your internal alarm system screaming that you've wandered off course. Integrity isn't about being good or moral. It's about structural soundness, like a bridge that won't collapse. When your outer life contradicts your inner truth, you fracture. That fracture shows up as mysterious physical pain, mental fog, emotional numbness, or self-sabotage that defies logic. A successful physician suddenly can't stand touching patients. A devoted parent forgets their child's school pickup. These aren't character flaws. They're distress signals from a divided self. The suffering intensifies the further you travel in the wrong direction. Research confirms what your body already knows. Lying and living inauthentically elevates stress hormones, suppresses immune function, and creates measurable physical harm. Your first step toward integrity requires brutal honesty. Admit you're lost. Not lost because you're bad, but lost because you've been following someone else's map. When we realize we're lost, our instinct screams, work harder, optimize, hustle. This is like waking up while driving off a cliff and flooring the accelerator. The problem isn't effort. It's that you're climbing the wrong mountain entirely. Culture dangles glittering prizes, wealth, beauty, status, achievement. We believe these external markers will make us whole, so we hustle, manipulating ourselves and others to climb higher. We're polite for approval, dress to impress, curate our lives for validation. This isn't evil, it's what well-socialized people do, but it splits us from our authentic nature. Your true self wants simple things, genuine laughter, physical comfort, deep connection, sunlight on skin, the company of loved ones. These yearnings remain consistent across cultures. Meanwhile, our culturally driven wants vary wildly and contradict our deeper needs. We constantly check if we're winning, a game wild animals would never play. When you've exhausted yourself chasing wrong goals, something shifts. A book falls open to exactly the page you need. A stranger says something that pierces your defenses. These aren't coincidences. They're soul teachers arriving when you've admitted you need help. Real guides rarely match expectations. They're often weird, countercultural, or annoying. They won't flatter you or promise easy success. Instead, they frustrate your ego by remaining unmoved by your manipulations. This infuriating quality makes them valuable. They refuse to participate in your self-deception. Your most reliable teacher lives within, your integrity itself. When you grasp truth, all your ways of knowing align, creating a sensation that's calm, clear, and unmistakably right. The only way out is through. After meeting a teacher, you're ready to leave confusion behind, but the journey requires confronting everything you've been avoiding. This feels like entering hell, not because reality is unbearable, but because facing truth shatters the protective denial keeping you numb. We all have do not mention zones, topics we reflexively avoid, like illness, money problems, or relationship dysfunction. When forced to confront these zones, we spiral into catastrophic thinking, desperately trying to control outcomes while facing the terrifying truth that we control nothing. The path through isn't as terrible as we fear. The solution is radical presence, pulling your mind from imagined futures and anchoring completely in this moment. Right now, in this breath, you can cope. The present moment contains more peace than any desperate hope for a different future. When my son was born with Down syndrome after a pregnancy filled with dread, all my denial collapsed. But in that actual moment, surrounded by caring people holding a beautiful baby, everything was fine. Not theoretically fine, but actually fine. One step beyond hope, reality became bearable. We suffer most not from our thoughts about events, but from the events themselves. To end this torment, observe your demons rather than drowning in them, question each belief that traps you, and discover where it diverges from your deepest truth. Righteous anger feels intoxicating, like moral clarity mixed with adrenaline. When we identify enemies and band together against them, fight hormones flood our system, creating an addictive sense of purpose. This is othering, unconsciously defining different people as inferior or threatening, then attacking them with a clear conscience. The righteous mind operates on a lie. I can fix everything that upsets me by destroying my enemies. We enjoy imagining harm to those we've deemed bad. Road rage fantasies, vicious social media comments, cheering movie villains' deaths. Healthy anger focuses on specific problems and subsides. Righteous anger attacks for vague reasons and never adapts, avoiding new information and seeing everything in black and white. The physical sensations reveal the truth. Tension, anger, discontent, not a state from which anyone can increase justice or peace. The deepest suffering isn't hot rage, it's cold isolation. When we betray ourselves by lying about what we know to be true, we create inner numbness. All lies proliferate endlessly, requiring more lies to support them, until we lose emotional connection with everyone, including ourselves. Research confirms the cost. People presenting idealized images show higher blood pressure, elevated stress hormones, and reduced immune function. When I committed to complete honesty for a year, consequences came fast. Speaking truthfully about religious doubts triggered social rejection. But continuing to tell the truth eventually led to the deepest truth of all. After a physical collapse and emergency surgery, I experienced flashbacks of childhood sexual abuse, memories I had completely repressed. By refusing to return to protective denial, I lost virtually every close relationship. Yet in that surgical moment, I experienced brilliant light merging with me, revealing an unshakable truth: you are infinitely worthy, precious, and loved. Our deepest self-betrayals often stem from childhood, when we blamed ourselves for bad things that happened to us. We internalized the lie that we were fundamentally unworthy, then spent decades trying to earn back worth through achievement and approval seeking. This is the ultimate betrayal, abandoning our noble, loving qualities by accepting the false verdict that we're not enough. When we finally acknowledge every place we've been lying, to others and ourselves, we experience profound relief that transforms suffering into peace. Like Dante passing through Earth's center, where down becomes up, we reach a turning point where descent becomes ascent. The exit from hell is stunningly brief. Stop lying. Understanding your truth is one thing, living it is another. Cultures control behavior through threats of abandonment, betrayal, and shame, the wounds at your inner hell center. When you start living authentically, expect change-back attacks from everyone invested in your old self. First comes sweetness, praise and affection, rewarding compliance. When that fails, come the sticks: exclusion, criticism, veiled threats. Matt quit smoking and his buddies excluded him. Zoe started her business and her friend made passive-aggressive comments about abandoning principles for money. These attacks aren't personal, they're systemic resistance. Those closest to you often react most strongly because your authenticity challenges their own cultural compliance. Change-back attacks become powerful teachers. When attacked for trying to be good, observe your reactions, question defensive thoughts, and resist fighting back. Each attack becomes practice for maintaining integrity under pressure. Transformation happens through small steps, not heroic leaps. Make 1-degree turns. Spend slightly less time on what drains you, slightly more on what energizes you. These tiny adjustments compound over time, rewiring your neural circuits. At the edge of suicide, Cherie, a young mother of six with an injured husband and oppressive religious constraints, experienced sudden enlightenment. Her perception shifted completely, revealing a vivid, fearless way of being beyond cultural conditioning. This satori isn't reserved for mystics. It's available to anyone who follows integrity far enough. As you align with your true nature, you create increasing harmony until you reach your personal Garden of Eden, a place of perfect flow. This transformation can happen suddenly or incrementally, depending on how deeply you've internalized cultural conditioning. The final stage requires complete transparency, the courage to be fully seen despite vulnerability. Cultural shame makes this terrifying, yet we simultaneously yearn to be truly known. Like standing naked in sunlight, it means allowing yourself to be witnessed without armor or performance. This psychological shift literally rewires your brain. Inner torment diminishes as self-worth grows. Painful memories lose their emotional charge, while positive ones strengthen. You rise into what mystics describe as enlightenment, the dissolution of separation and the replacement of personal will with absolute love. The brain naturally seeks this state. When areas associated with separateness and control quiet down, we experience unity with reality. This produces measurable happiness and mental stability. Mysterious experiences often increase, not because you're becoming special, but because you're finally clear enough to notice what was always there. Humanity collectively suffers from record stress, pandemic illness, fractured relationships, and environmental collapse. The dominant culture is built on divisive beliefs separating us from each other and nature. Though one person seems insignificant, integrity works fractally. Your personal alignment creates ripple effects that adjust larger systems. Following integrity leads to serving the world in ways that increase your happiness. In a world profiting from your self-betrayal, choosing integrity is revolutionary. You don't need to save the world, just stop lying to yourself. The rest unfolds naturally through love.